Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Attention. Attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you, sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey.
Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thottas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Stang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus Talk show? Just head over to anchor.fm/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus Talk show for free.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, we talk about Monet's favorite wig.
We talk about reading.
And we find out what made Monet say this.
That was brilliant. You are correct. And we find out what made Bob say this.
He slapped his big dick on my pussy and slammed my shit so hard, and I became a busted baby on that day.
Thank you.
everybody. It is me, Bob the Drag Queen, and I'm really excited to be doing this live version of Sibling Rivalry today. I have a very special guest with me. As you all saw, I had Azrea on last time. I've been doing a couple of things, so I've just been excited to bring you a couple of different, you know, fun live renditions. So my new guest, her name is Cupcake Galore. It's my little baby. What's your little burlesque name?
My what?
Burlesque name.
I forget.
Cupcakes.
It McGee. Was not. Why was it food? It was not food.
It was food.
It was not food.
Fully food.
Nigga, it was not no food.
Yeah, it was like cupcakes and ham or some shit. So you ought to know. Oh my, I look good.
You do look good. Whoa.
I'm like a news anchor. We're gonna be distracted. We have to pause.
No, wait, hold on. No, wait, hold on. Oh my God, fancy. I want to see. So you can see how I look, but I can see how I look.
You look beautiful. Why would you not look beautiful? You always look beautiful.
Oh, let me scoot in so you don't see all my junk and my trunk.
Also, not when I'm wearing full on workout clothes. I'm so annoyed that you're wearing a t-shirt and sweatpants.
This is my tee. Why are you so jealous?
I know
of
your
me?
Tea is always. I know, but I accept it. I accept it.
Someone said cinnamon. You remember that guy on TikTok and on Instagram, Cinnamon? And he was that fat, dark skinned guy. He was like, "Yeah, my name is Cinnamon," and he would do like all those.
And
little,
he looked like you.
Yeah, he does little parody
yes,
videos.
And y'all, they were twins. Like
he was so funny.
Monet and this guy were.
So we were twins.
And humor and all. Do you remember that one person from the Bronx who was like Cardi B shout out a couple of times? He's like a big guy. I think he's Latinx, but like black Latinx, but like light skinned black Latinx. And he's always, his name is like Chris something, Chrissy something. And he's always posted on Instagram doing like the like intentionally gross stuff. And this guy.
I'm proud to say I stink. I'm proud to say I smell. I'm proud to say I don't take showers. I'm proud to say I don't own a bar.
I don't know him.
You don't. Anyway, like Cardi B were like friends during, or like, I don't know. So, what?
You see Cardi and Lizzo have a song coming out?
Wait, what?
Bitch, it's called Rumors. They released they put out the image. Let me show you the image. The image is everything.
I'm Belle Calise. I love me some Belle Calise. Or is it Belle Callis?
Belle Calise.
I love me some. How are you?
Good. Look at this. It's Rumors. It's called Rumors.
Wow, Nene.
If y'all haven't seen it, that's so fierce.
That is. I know I said it before, and I don't want to sound like a hipster, but like I did have said one time that.
Wait, really quick, Jacob. There's a lot of space on. Can you center us a little bit? Bob has a lot of space on his side.
Yeah. You jealous?
No.
Of how much space I got?
No.
You sound jealous of how much space I have.
Don't be. Why are you wearing? Can you tell everyone that you're wearing my outfit?
Do you want to tell the full story of the outfit? Yes, I am wearing your outfit. Now, do you want to tell the full story of it?
It was at your house, and I asked you, can I have it? And you said, no, you gave it to me. And you're like, Monet, you can have this.
Yeah, and I'm borrowing it.
But that's not what you said when you came here. You were like, Monet, give me back my outfit.
I'm not going to actually take it, Monet.
I don't.
Actually, I might.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I wore this. If you all look back on Bobbing Around,
episode 3.
Yes, we filmed a bunch of episodes.
I know more about your career than you do.
It was not episode 3. I don't believe you.
I made that up.
But on Bobbing Around, when I was with Luis, so Bobbing Around started as like just me vlogging on my phone and then editing it on the phone. Mm-hmm. And then World of Wonder was like, we can help you with it. So we would vlog and we would sit down in the World of Wonder studio. And they would like piece it all together with like funny editing.
So
and
you
stuff.
Think you're Trixie and Katya?
Well, I don't think...
So you want to be Trixie and Katya?
I don't. I don't think Trixie and Katya were the first people to sit down in the basement of World of Wonder. So you think they're the blueprint?
Yeah.
You think these white bitches are the blueprint? yikes. Anyway, so then after...
Oh, thank you about the kitchen. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
So I'm so jealous. Monet's house, it's my fault. It is my fault. Monet's house is completely set up. I mean, everything. Couch,
I got my couch
chair,
today.
Y'all, and me and Jacob were trying to buy furniture the other day over the internet, and I got so overwhelmed, I could not.
And I offered...
It.
So Bob's last place... This is before you and Jacob were together, mm-hmm. and you were single.
Because I was living there without furniture.
You were living there without furniture, and I was like, and you
for
were
a
like,
long time.
And you were
y'all.
Like, Monet, I want to get furniture. So you and I, we drove my little rinky-dink Suzuki Grand Vitara to
the coexist mobile
to the Paramus IKEA, and we furnished your entire home.
And we literally walked in and was like. It was like a floor. It was a whole thing. I was like, that one. I didn't do
it. It was very bougie. It was very white woman.
It's IKEA.
But it was very white woman. Bitch, Bob was walking around. He had his little glasses on, too. It was like, that one. I'll take it. Oh, also, you were fresh off that drag race earnings. So then Bob was walking, I'll take that one and then one of those chairs and that table. It was very that.
It was IKEA. I think the whole set cost like $900.
I can afford IKEA.
Anyway, so and I didn't go that one and that one. There was one set that was already set up. It had chairs. It was, you know, when you go to IKEA, there's like individual stuff.
The Busha Fashion.
But then they just put it all together for you. So I just took the whole floor model.
Yeah.
But it was IKEA. Don't act. I mean, anyway, I'm just so jealous. You have like a couch and like paintings and like a floor lamp. Me and Jacob got into a whole thing about a floor lamp. Jacob didn't think we needed a floor lamp. I said every room has a lamp in it. Right?
I would say overhead lighting is annoying. When you just put a little floor lamp on, that like diffuses the light situation.
And Jacob was like, everyone doesn't have one. I was like, baby, like not everyone, you're right. But like, I feel like nice rooms have a floor lamp.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. I'm new to the floor. My old place didn't have a floor. I'm new to the floor lamp thing. Taylor actually told me to get that.
Oh.
Can I? Not the whole thing, but how we all, you, myself, we all hung out and we played video games. And I like that you guys all came to my house and played like little that stupid Facebook game with me. That was very nice. It was fun.
I'm really jealous because I used to be the one to host events
all the time.
I don't have anywhere to sit.
Soon you will. You have those two diva chairs.
I do have the chairs and a couch. We do have places.
You have a couch?
And Jacob gets a little bit miffed when I say we don't have furniture. We do have furniture. Jacob's making a little face. It's me. It's not Jacob, it's me. I get overwhelmed.
It's me.
I'm the one you want. I get overwhelmed thinking about shopping because my living room is kind of shaped funny.
But it's really interesting though, and I think you can do a lot of cool stuff with it because of how interesting it is.
Oh, this is stressing me out. I don't want to talk about it. This is stressing me out. This is too stressful. Monet, will you get your car painted the same color as mine?
No, I'm not. I love my car. I'm not changing my car. I love my car color.
I'm getting my car painted while I'm away this next time.
Okay, let me tell y'all. Bob is becoming the only LA bitch.
I'm getting it wrapped, which is cheaper than getting your car painted. It's a lot cheaper, actually.
Bob is on some LA shit. Bob has a personal trainer. Bob now has to like report all his meals to his trainer. Bob was keto for a while. Bob is getting his car painted matte black. It is, you are so LA. It's so gross to me.
What's wrong? Listen,
you being so LA.
When I moved to New York City, I became a New York City girl. When I moved to New York City, I adapted to my surroundings. I was from Columbus, Georgia. I did not stay Columbus, Georgia the whole time. I got with the business and I became a New York City girl. I live in Los Angeles now and I'm acclimating to my surroundings. and I think that makes sense.
Well, you're getting so LA. I can just hear, ooh, some more LA shit's gonna happen. So I'm gonna be like,
yeah, what of it?
Eye roll.
What of it?
You don't see me becoming an LA girl.
You could never, first of all.
I would never, is the proper.
You can never.
And also, y'all should go on my TikTok right now. Bob and I posted the same video.
You should go on you go on my TikTok, go ahead.
And we posted the exact same video at the exact same time to see who would get more views. And Bob has 1 million
I'm
followers.
I'm crushing you.
And Bob has 1 million
first
followers.
First of all, I have 1.4 million followers.
1.4 million followers. And then, again, but you post.
It's actually not 1.4.
You post like every day.
You keep saying that. I keep saying I do not post every day.
Bob, every time I open my TikTok after a couple of days, I scroll into like 8 videos of you.
I don't post every day, Monet. That's not the case. You can go through and look, but you're not going to. I'm telling you, I do not post every day. If you're on my TikTok right now, I'm turning my volume down so y'all don't hear all the noise. I posted today.
Today.
And then I posted 2 hours ago. And then I posted 2 days ago.
Okay, so
that's a whole day away.
So that's 3 videos in 1 day.
But that's not every day. 4 days, then 2 days before.
Oh, no, you just scrolled.
I post multiple times a day, every day.
Right, you post like 3 videos a day.
But not every day.
But at least every 2 days.
And then 2 days before that, and then 3 days before that, and then I post a few a day. I get my moods and I post, but then I don't post them every single day. That is a falsehood.
And I'll go through mine. I posted one today.
Oh, why are you so proud of your smacking ass?
I posted one today. 1 2 days ago. Before that, the last one was 6/13.
Why are you so proud of slacking on social media? Why are you so proud? I ain't done shit. Actually, I ain't done shit on social media. I don't promote myself. I don't post on Instagram. I ain't done shit.
Well, the point I was making was, Bob, I was like, well, Bob, you have 1.4 million followers. Of course, your video's gonna get more views quicker. And Bob was like, and you were like, that's not how it works.
That's not how it
works. I'm like,
works.
I know, I get how the TikTok algorithm works.
I don't
works,
think you do.
But I am subscribed to him, Bob. Every time you post a video,
those hands are very close to my face.
Every time you post a video, I get a notification. Oh, Bob posted a video, and I'll go watch it. So the 1.4.
So you're a fan.
I am. I'm a huge fan of your work. I love everything you do. Well, almost everything. That person's wig is still
Legendary.
A stain.
Legendary.
On your career.
Go ahead. Continue.
A crimson stain on your career.
Crimson and blonde. And crimped and dreaded.
So those 1.4 million people who follow you are going to get the bobbles of the video. I'm going to watch it where I only have 300,000 people that will do that for me, is my point.
Okay.
But that was my point.
But I'm just telling you that sometimes the algorithm shows like people's videos.
I know how TikTok works.
You swear you are the queen of social media.
You swear. Done me that.
You know the science behind algorithms. She watched the social experiment. Or what was it? The social media dilemma?
You didn't even know.
Was it the social media dilemma? The social media problem?
The social dilemma.
The social dilemma. She watches it one time, and now she gets the algorithm. She knows it, honey. She is divinely
You
intimate.
And I will not stop touching our braids. Every time. You know what I love? Kim K. Paris Hilton has this show on Netflix, Cooking with Paris.
Everyone's talking about it.
I watched the first episode. It wasn't that great.
Someone else just said they're watching it. It was so funny.
We were together when someone was telling us this.
Ezra said it. It was Ezra. I watched it. It was so funny.
Do y'all like it? Do y'all watch the Cooking with Paris show? I mean, it was fine. I wasn't like, oh my God, this is so, it was fine. You know what I mean? Someone said social media problem. Ooh,
there's
Bob.
A little bit of a lag, so they're going to get your question in a moment.
Oh, nice one, Shane. What did Shane say? Gay as, did you call me, everyone said that you called me gay. Did you just call me queer?
Your shirt says gay as fuck.
Oh,
your t-shirt? I'm so mad that you're wearing a t-shirt. This is... You gotta do your own thing. Can you stand up in your outfit, please?
No.
I mean, rewind back to the beginning, y'all. You can see it. Not
First
short.
Of all, rewind back.
What am I supposed to say?
Rewind.
All right, Dutty Wine. We get it. You're from the Caribbean. You say Dutty Wine.
So instead, I'm not afraid. Bother reception.
My look?
First episode was bad. Then maybe I should watch the second episode. I only watched the first episode.
You can't get caught up in the comments.
I know.
Because you will stay down the whole time. The whole video will be you going.
I love these eyebrows. They're really fierce.
Yeah, they're a little thicker than normal.
I like this.
And I just went with it. I just did my thing.
We didn't even talk. We had the same eyeshadow color on. A little copper nude moment.
Which one is yours?
Which one is what?
What is this?
What is Anastasia?
This is Ben Nye.
Oh, the Ben Nye copper stuff?
And Inglot. What's that little thing that you take the dipper, you drop it, it's called a...
Tincture?
Pipette?
No, it's a product from Inglot.
I don't know nothing about them hoes.
Well, I got this from Layla McQueen. I've been taking some little notes from Miss McQueen when when she would do my makeup on set, and I'd be like, okay, what is this? What you doing with this?
Word.
What's going on over here? So... Eventually, I'm going to stop hiring her and do it myself. imagine if I was that fucking shady.
Yes.
I wouldn't have found the name of the product. By the way, I have been giving Jeff Bezos too much money.
Oh, girl, me too.
Like,
but you know what the problem is?
It's called Duraline.
Duraline.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I've been giving Jeff Bezos too much money. Well, you know, I'm not proud of it.
I heard of someone told me like a hack, well, not a hack, but a way to make your like Amazon purchase on Fierce. So someone like, oh, where'd you get this dress? Oh, it's from Bezos. Where'd you get this hair? Oh, it's from Bezos.
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 Not like Shea Tarjay. Back when people say, oh, yeah, I'm just doing a little Shea Tarjay.
Okay, right, I got it. We're going to take a little break and we'll be back shortly. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Tonight on ABC, Love is a Beach and Someone Will Get Burned. Bachelor in Paradise is finally back with your favorite bachelors and bachelorettes looking for love in all the right and wrong places. It's going to be SPF'd up starting tonight on ABC.
These guys and girls have waited a long time to get back to the beach, honey, and they're just bursting, thirsting, and pounding against the waves. And just to make it a bit hotter, a few celebrities are packing their bags to guest host David Spade, Lil Jon, Lance Bass, and
Monet
more.
Exchange.
And more will dip their toes into the paradise waters this season.
Can Queen Victoria find her king? Will Connor the cat prove that he can kiss? Will anyone even talk to Carl? It's paradise like you've never seen. And who knows? Someone or someones might get married. Bob, I do.
Think you've seen this before? Beach, please. Bachelor in Paradise premieres tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Thank God for BetterHelp, because they help you assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It ain't a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. Girl, we global. We international now. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in a weird, uncomfortable waiting room feeling like everyone is looking at you, because I know how that feels, and that ain't cute. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, but today. Visit betterhelp.com/rivalry. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is proudly sponsored by BetterHelp, and Sibling Rivalry listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/rivalry.
Patreon.
Wait, audio. What do you mean audio? Where is this podcasting to?
This is going
to
be on Wednesdays. This Wednesday.
Oh, so audio like in the future. People who are listening to Wednesday. Yeah, audio in the future.
And keep all that in because I want y'all to know, bother know what's going on.
No, that's not. That's I thought you meant there were people listening on audio now, like just audio, which we could have actually gone live on stereo.
Oh, we could have.
I mean, we can still go live on stereo. All right, y'all are getting the full behind the scenes.
This is too much. Jeff quit, didn't he? It's giving Bloomingdale's.
Why y'all coming for my garbage? It's cute.
It's cute. Adorable. I think it's cute.
What's the story behind this?
So I bought this on Santee Alley. And for like, because when we were doing all those episodes of Bobbing Around, mm-hmm. I was like just looking for new clothes I'd never worn. So I'd go to Santee Alley, buy a bunch of stuff, and then we filmed them all in like a week or 3 days. We filmed mm-hmm. all like back to back to back. So I was just like, let me just get some cheap clothes that are not like I'm gonna be sitting this from the waist up, not spending a lot of crazy money on these outfits. And then I wore it, and then I kind of it was just cute. And then Monet was like, can I? And I was like, yeah. So I gave it to Monet, and now
I wore this in my Poppy video.
Oh, you did!
I went to Poppy video. That video was so fucking. That thing was weird.
And she really act like that in person?
Yeah,
Poppy. Did it make you sound like a DNA or something about like how you can't like talk about what y'all did there or anything?
No,
I don't like her. She's not that I don't like her, but she's scary.
Scary.
She's a scary person.
Yeah, she talks even off camera. She's like, "Hi, Monet. It's nice to meet you."
There's a bunch of like stuff behind. Like, there's like a bunch of stories behind like why she acts like that and why she talks like that. And it's just like kind of creepy, and it just scares me a little bit. Is all. So now we are people can also hear
you're
us.
Gonna add me?
No, we were both in the same one. Otherwise, it'd be an echo. So now they can hear both of us on stereo. And I just hit Jake with my original link.
I'm adding. Add me too.
No, if I add you, we can't.
So you get all the traction.
Do you want to just do it on yours instead of mine?
No,
we can't sit side by side and use our.
Why don't put my phone upstairs?
Oh my god! When I just put your phone down and just do the podcast. You're insane. You are. I see. All right, and we're back. Here we go, everyone. So if you're just tuning in on stereo, Monet, I am here with Monet Exchange. We're operating off of one. What was so funny?
What's that? Not the Gigi Good Beauty Shop. Naps by Gigi. I love.
You say naps?
Naps.
Not naps. All right, we're at, and you want to bring us back?
Yeah,
and we're back. I want to talk to you about our, okay, I was going to not do a segue, just go right into the topic.
I mean, we can just do that.
All right, so our topic this week is reading.
Yeah.
Reading of all kinds. Yeah. And now, do you consider yourself a particularly well-read person?
I used to be. After college, I stopped reading books, but before college, I was always reading. For school, leisurely. And also, so when I was really young, my stammer and my stutter was really bad. Like, it was bad, bad, bad. Like, I would be like, it was like that. I could not get a sentence out.
Really?
Yeah, I told you this before.
Not the Queen's speech.
Yeah, I had a very bad stutter and a very bad stammer. It was very bad.
What's the difference between a stutter and a stammer?
I don't know. Someone asked me that recently. I was like, I don't know. I just.
You know, I love to Google. What's the difference between a stutter and a stammer? Let's see.
There is no difference. Yeah, it's just different. So I had that as a kid.
Yeah.
So my mom.
She thought you was fierce. Now listen, buddy, if you're listening on stereo right now, you want to actually see us, Monet and I are live on our Patreon. So you can go over to Patreon, you can sign up for $5, $10, whatever, mm-hmm. $20, and you can see us live. Thank you for the tip.
See, that's what you're doing. You are so we're splitting every tip you make that we split.
That's not true. That's categorically false. But if you're watching and you want to join us on Patreon, we will split that money. The Patreon money.
Anyway, so my mom would make me sit down at the dinner table and I'd have to read out loud to her.
Like what were you reading?
Like she likes homework assignments, so books I had to read in primary school and
coming back. Triggered.
Yesterday Al went to the store. Al had and I had to do it all the time until but it did help. My stammer went away.
She could have been more fair. She was like, read the ingredients in these Pop Tarts. Mecca Tradeca la Kafakite. Scoofa la Korma Timadite.
And also, do you know what's so fucking annoying in college? How they make you buy all those fucking books that you will never use again.
And also not only that, but like the difference between this book and the last version is like a page. One, the pictures are different.
That shit is so annoying.
And they're like, you can't use the book from last season, the last version.
Oh my God.
So you were trying to buy like a used book from someone before, but you can't use that because It's a scam.
It's a scam.
I told you higher education is a scam. I've been telling y'all higher education.
That is some scam. Misha Iman shit.
Girl, I thought of a great joke.
What?
If you say Candyman and if you say Candy Muse in the mirror five times, Tamisha Iman will come for you. Because anyone doing the Candy Muse, you know, Candyman.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, they've changed it. Didn't it used to be three times?
Yeah.
It's five times now.
That is too much.
Like, I'm bored. Like, I'm not saying your name five times. Beetlejuice will come in if I say it three times.
I love Beetlejuice. They should do a Beetlejuice remake. Do you think it's too soon?
No, because Michael Keaton did that how long? In the 90s.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not too soon. No, definitely. I mean, there have been like two or three versions of Steel Magnolias.
The Black Steel Magnolias. I can't. So do you consider yourself a well-read person?
No, I do not. I read like one to two books a year. Like one or two a year, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they're audiobooks, sometimes they're not. Audiobooks are great. And you know what? If you're out there and you listen to audiobooks, don't you ever let anyone shame you for reading a fucking audiobook.
Yeah.
Do not. People who read paperback books are just so fucking.
Oh, they get off on it.
Oh, they're so.
They're so proud. They're so. They're, oh my God, you look so, like RuPaul.
You know, oh, thank you. That's so sweet. When I went, oh, she makes those little faces.
Yeah.
But they're so high and mighty.
It's so crazy.
And also, when they're like, I just like to thumb through the.
And I just love to the smell of a new book.
Bitch, it's paper. lick your teeth. Like, bitch, it's fully paper. But also, because before audiobooks were big, I was reading on my iPad. So I read the entire Hunger Games series. That's not true. I read the first one was an actual book that someone gave me from work. Mm-hmm. Someone was like, I just finished this book. Do you want it? I said, sure. I took it and I read it.
Did you like it?
God. I devoured. So I was very lucky that I started reading the first book after the second book already came out. Mm. So I didn't have to wait like some people did.
Got it.
And I did have to wait for the third one. No, did I? I think I may have read them. I think I may have started after they were all done, which is how I enjoyed Breaking Bad, the TV show. I found out about
it. I remember when you were obsessed with Breaking Bad.
I still can't believe you haven't even tried to watch
it. I remember. You would not stop talking about it.
I watched the entire series in like a weekend. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. It was absolutely bananas. Also, if you're just tuning on Stereo, listen, you can join us on the Patreon. You can watch us on Patreon. Go to siblingrivalry.com. Go to patreon.com/siblingrivalrypodcast. You can actually see me and Monet live. This is our live
episode. And you can also tip Monet for all the tips you're giving Bob on Stereo. But people who read books,
I was reading them on my iPad. And even though I was reading them on iPad, people who had physical books were like, I don't know, honestly, abolish libraries. Like, libraries are...
No, don't abolish libraries.
That space can be used for something else. They're huge because of all the books. Like, take the chunk with all the books in it, do something else with that. Make it a shelter. Do something and make one side a computer lab. I think the computer lab part is very...
Bob, when's the last time you went to a library? All libraries have a huge computer.
Yeah, I went to the library recently. It was like 2003.
Yeah, so they have computers. Are you saying they...
I haven't been to a library in a long time.
But yeah, all... Go ahead, Jacob. Can you move the phone farther away from the mic? It's constantly Yeah.
Wow. Drag me and our Stereo listeners.
It's just a bit on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will say, the society of book readers, and as an adult, sometimes I feel insecure when I'm like around book readers. I'm like,
they're annoying.
They make you feel like you are such a dumb bitch if you don't read physical books.
They're like people who don't eat fast food.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat fast food. Okay, bitch.
Or vegans or CrossFitters.
Or people who don't watch TV.
Oh my God, people who don't watch TV love
it. Oh, it's just that I don't watch TV. Yeah, I don't watch TV. I never What's it called? Who is it? Her name's Beyonce?
Wait.
Oh, interesting.
And the full word is television?
Wow. Whoa. Yeah, because I just read books.
I'm like, fuck off.
I do this thing where I just basically always read books. So.
Wait, who are we dragging? Drag her.
Libraries.
Yeah, Bob is single-handedly taking down the library industry.
Oh my God. I thought, okay, so there's this guy from New York with this trait. Okay.
We got a question, don't worry.
Oh, this trait that, okay, so I first hooked up with him, Bob, I want to say when I was just going to college, or when I came back from college, so like on a summer break, and so like 2000, when I was 20, so that was 2010?
Yeah.
No? Yeah?
I don't know.
2010. And he still hits me up to this day, but he's still in the closet.
Did you bottom for him?
Yeah, I bottomed for him. I topped
when
him.
When you bottom for people, they be acting crazy.
Or when you top someone who's never done it before.
It's always, I think that in my experience, and I haven't bottomed in a very long time, but the last time I did bottom for, I was like, you're acting wild.
Maybe you fucking threw that pussy back, girl.
I was like, you need to chill out.
Oh, yes, Bob got the boys. What's that Fergie line? Fergalicious.
Definition.
Make the boys go loco. Oh my God, Ginger Minj doing Fergie was one of the worst. I never want to see that again.
But her lip sync to Phone by Lizzo was great.
It was great, but Fergie was disgusting. What was the move? I can't remember. It was,
oh my God.
She looked so bad. Yeah, ew. Sorry, I just had to say that. Well, okay, let's take the question.
All right, let's listen, y'all. We have a call. This is a comment from Jen Silver.
I just want to really thank you for bringing awareness to the audiobook community. I feel like a lot of the time we are not accepted as true readers, and honestly, that hurts my soul. So thank you for acknowledging us, accepting us, and welcoming us. We love you. Thank you.
Yeah, it is all things. I mean, Jacob listens to audiobooks. I like to listen to audiobooks. I used to listen to them when I was like doing my makeup. It's just that I think because you know what it is, honestly, when you're on tour, you can't really listen to audiobooks because you're in the dressing room with lots of girls. Mm-hmm. Even if it's one other person, I think it's rude.
But yeah, for sure.
And I think that music is fine in like chunks. I don't think that music should always be played in the dressing room. I think it's
a little annoying.
So Work the World, Violet Chachki was legendary for black. DJ Chachki.
She still does it.
We called her DJ Chachki. She would play her music
so loud.
I mean, blasting. DJ fucking Chachki. It was obnoxious. And people were like, we don't want to be in the room with her.
Yeah.
Because she's fucking, her music is just too fucking loud.
Yeah.
She listens to like EDM. It's like deep house EDM.
It's
like
it's shit similar to that song she just released. It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very like.
Yeah. It's very.
No words.
It feels very cyclic. So you feel like it's the same song over and over
and
again. Yeah.
And you feel like you've been listening to one song for like an hour and a half. And it's like. I'm like, I can't.
And then when her so she did this when I was on Work the World, then Kim started blasting for the first time.
Oh yeah, so Kim hates it, and Kim is very passive aggressive. So Kim just starts playing music that she knows she'll hate really fucking loud. It was wild.
Yeah,
the speaker battle, it was crazy.
Speaking of audiobook people, I love.
And there was one girl who on that.
Do you want to share it with the class?
There was a girl on that tour who smelled so bad. No one wanted to be in the same room.
Oh, we know. I mean, everyone probably knows who just by that.
Anyway, and so it was choosing between the girl who
What is her name, Ryan?
No,
Ryan.
Monica.
Monica.
Stop.
That was brilliant. I did not mean it. You are correct.
But it was torn between the girl who plays the music too loud and the girl that smells
wasn't
bad.
The freshest. Yeah, yeah.
So we were like, who do we go? You are so messy.
I'm so messy.
Oh my God. I'm so mad at you.
Audiobooks. The last audiobook, the last audiobook I listened to was Mariah Carey's audiobook for her. Bob, you need to listen to her. It is so fucking good. The story she tells in it, she sings in it about little anecdotes and little. It's one of the best audiobooks I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, let's do it. You know, me and Mariah Carey have the same editor.
Oh, really?
Yes. So shout out James Malia, my editor for my book that I've been writing for too long. He would leave me and be like, "All right, I just got back from Mariah Carey, and." Now I'm here with you. And I'd be like, not me and Mariah having the same editor.
That's so fierce.
Well, yeah, I've heard her book is really brilliant. She really was like, right. Like she was like,
it's amazing. And I believe it 100% is her. It's so good. And it's brilliant. I love it. I love that audiobook.
He told me one funny story about like something that he tried to correct some grammar. And she was like, no, this is just how black people talk. He was like, no, you wouldn't say this. She was like, James, this is just how black people talk. Like, yeah, sure, totally, sure.
Well, I learned so much about her book. Like, I didn't know she struggled with her racial identity so much because, you know, her mom is white and her dad is black. You know, her mom is an opera singer.
Yeah, her mom was on her Christmas special in, like, 2010?
Yeah, yeah.
Which was one of the, it was on ABC. It was so good. Oh, yeah. It was so good. Go listen to Mariah Carey sing What's it? Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices. Christ, oh, Christ divine.
No.
Oh, Christ divine.
Oh, holy night.
Oh, holy night. Sing the whole song just to get to the one lyric. Oh, holy night. And I was like, oh my God, this is so, like, it was, she's, and her mom was there singing a duet with her. She's really fucking talented. Her and her mom are both insanely talented.
I think we have another audio call.
This one specific. You want this one?
Oh, there's also one more thing. Just our Audible code for Sibling Rivalry is audible.com.
Oh, we have Audible?
Yeah.
They're a sponsor.
Oh my God, I love Audible.
What is it?
Bitch, can I use it?
/rivalry.
Yeah, so go to audible.com/rivalry and get some, books. The last book that I listened to, and I actually wanted to do a book club on the Patreon. I really wanted to do one, and I just never got around. I should still do it. I could still do it, right?
Yeah, you can do that.
It is The Good Lord Bird.
Oh, I've heard about
it. Oh, my God. So the TV show is not as great as... I couldn't finish the TV show, to be honest. But the book, The Good Lord Bird, is just... I mean, the audiobook and the book, it was just so good. Like, it was... I was so compelled. It's a story about John Brown. John Brown was a famous abolitionist. Like, mm-hmm. like his death is a lot of people say that it kind of started the Civil War because he was this crazy abolitionist who would be like, if you believe in slavery, he would just literally kill you on the spot.
Love it.
He would just full on in cold blood.
Love it.
In the middle of the street, murder you.
Love it.
He was murdering judges who were like doing. He was a wild, wild guy. Work. He was friends with Harriet Tubman.
Oh my God! Him and Harriet were friends.
Oh, they were the old buddies. They're like Harriet. Hey, I mean, literally. And it's about him and this fictional slave who had been misgendered. So he thought that the slave was a girl. But he was a boy, but he was so afraid of John Brown because John Brown was very religious that he lived as a girl for like 6 years.
Wow. All right,
which one do you want to get, babe?
Oh, anyone.
All right, let's go. Let's listen to Allie, who's a super fan of mine on Stereo.
Just saying, libraries save me a lot of money and are a great way for young people to get access to books when they can't afford them.
Yeah, Bob.
Well, I think that there is a program where you can have libraries and like tablets. It's just they're too big. The books are too big. There's got to be a way to have libraries and tablets and like loan out tablets or loan out Nooks or loan out Kindles or something. Libraries are massive. But on one Kindle, you can have every book in the library on one Kindle. Every single book.
I get it. But I mean, I do think there is a culture for people who just want to have a book. Some people just like that. And I think that's okay.
I just think the buildings are too big. Like, they're just too big. And are they bringing in what they're worth?
Probably. Otherwise, they would not be here.
I mean, they're publicly funded.
All right. So we're paying for the, bitch, we're paying for these libraries.
Bitch, I the fuck know, bro. Oh, yeah, Brooklyn Heights is here.
Oh.
Let's listen to Brooklyn Heights.
Bob, you said remove the part of the library with all the books in it. Bitch, that's the whole library.
Well, there's the other stuff. I just want to say, if you're listening on Stereo and you want to see me and Monet's beautiful visages, you can join our Patreon. This is a live show. We're actually doing this live. We're beautifully sitting in Monet's gorgeous home that I'm very jealous of.
And if you guys want to see our Michelle visages, you can watch season 8, season 10, and All Stars 4 RuPaul's Drag Race.
You've been on two. That's why I can't tell me Ginger Man's been on three seasons of.
Bitch. No, four.
No, just three.
Seven.
And then two All Stars.
Oh, okay. She has done a lot of. Manila has done three.
Latrice.
Jujubee has done three.
Eureka. Shangela.
Do you think Shangela would ever go back after they did her dirty?
No. Shangela would not go back. She would not go back. I hear when they had. I'm not saying that some girls don't deserve to go back, but like. If you're on your third time and Peppermint hasn't been back, what the fuck's going on? Like, Peppermint should be back on Drag Race.
I know. I think Peppermint would turn it, too.
Oh, my gosh. She'd be so good.
Especially if her entrance look is what she posted on Instagram yesterday.
Girl, y'all,
go to Peppermint's Instagram
right now and just comment.
Hot.
Just comment my... I just said, bet my mom uses this app. Like, this is... It's literal nudity. I was like, she didn't get it removed. She's butt the fuck naked.
And she looks fucking stunning.
She looks amazing. This is the same thing I said when you pop it. Like, you are literally
I don't be naked, though. I suggest nudity.
Do I need to bring up the image of you standing at the top of your staircase, literally butt naked? Oh yeah, that one.
I think we need to take a break and scroll up and read the YouTube comments.
What are the comments?
Bob against literacy 2021.
Bob against literacy 2021.
Not Bob against child literacy.
Bob the last librarian.
Did Bob lose a reading challenge? Not Bob against words.
Not Bob against words. The library is closed.
Why does Bob hate big buildings?
It just seems
to end books.
It just, you know what it is? I was Ubering through New York City, and I'm going by like a library, or I think I went by two libraries in one trip. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is a massive building.
Yeah.
That could be used for something. But
you want to tell the children what is your book that you're writing?
Oh, so I'm writing a book.
Will you not put out any paperback or any hardcover?
No, I am going to be putting out a hardback cover of my book. You're so ridiculous. Yes, I'll be putting out a hardback cover of my book. I'm writing a book called Harriet Tubman Live in Concert.
Love that.
And it is a book about Harriet Tubman writing her album, like writing her hip-hop album.
Love that.
She's literally writing this hip-hop album. And she meets up with a producer who's like kind of a retired music producer. And they're just like in this room together working on this album while exploring like her life and what she's done, and then hopefully eventually it's going to go into a stage show called Harriet Tubman Live in Concert, which I'm very, very proud of.
I love that.
I'm gonna take a little moment, a little Let's question. Michael.
Okay, Bob, one of my best friends is a librarian, and I ask him all the time why, because books are obsolete, and he has explained to me that libraries are more than just books nowadays. They teach technology, they help with research, they're just there for a source of information for people who might need extra help finding it. Bye.
But what if the chunk with the books was used better, is all I'm saying. It's also a big flammable building.
You said abolished
libraries. I did say abolished libraries. I may have been a bit overzealous.
Oh my God, is this your...
Restructure.
Is this your Monet and the antibiotics moment?
Restructure libraries. I apologize. Restructure library. Now the librarian community is going to come after me, girl. It's going to be some librarians at my shows outside fucking walking around with their fucking signs and shit, girl. Let's listen to Breonna Clark.
Bob, I love you so much, but you are so wrong about libraries. They're more than just a space to check out books. They provide places for people within the community to get in out of the heat or the cold. They also have community resources. You can job hunt there. They teach classes. They often have sewing machines you can check out. Seed libraries, they're more than just books.
Okay, I want to reiterate out loud that I know that libraries are more than books. It's just the books are taking up too much space in the library. I feel like the building could be utilized better if they removed the books and took all that storage and used it for like the shelter and the lessons and the classes and the performance spaces.
You can get a sewing machine at a library? That is crazy.
Apparently at Breonna Clark's library you can.
We have a fan comment from Jack.
Bob
said reading is not
funny. Yeah, y'all are ridiculous. We got one more from the fan. Let's listen.
Am I the only one who cannot read anymore? I feel like I did like growing up, but as like social media and just like Netflix and all that stuff has like started to consume my life, it's so much harder to like sit down and read. Also, love you guys. Missed you, Monet.
I will say, Chandler, I mean, I can still read, but I think I get your point. But for me, nowadays, if I pick up a book to read, I will fall asleep immediately.
Books do make me sleepy.
Bitch, I will read a paragraph and be out.
Yeah, books make me, girl, if I read the ingredients and food, I pass out in the kitchen. But listen
to... Oh, have you also done the thing where you're reading and you... Oh, I'll tell you when we come back.
All right, let's take a little break.
Everything I do for my cat is rooted in love, even when this thing is testing my patience. I always want what's best for her. For example, love is letting my cat sleep in my lap when I really need to get up. Love is accepting my furniture will never be clump-proof. Love is opening the door to let my cat in and out 39,000 times a day. That's an accurate count. Love is also keeping tabs on my cat's health because nothing is more important than their health and well-being. That's why I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter is the most advanced litter I have ever seen, ladies and gentlemen. It changes colors to help detect early signs of potential illnesses, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats love hiding illnesses, and having a pretty litter catch health issues is fierce. Litter box cleanup is also easier with Pretty Litter. Its ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly and lasts up to a month. Plus, Pretty Litter is safer for your cat and for the whole household. Many conventional litters contain irritants that can aggravate allergies and asthma, but Pretty Litter's superb light crystals minimize mess and dust. And Pretty Litter arrives safely at your door in a small, lightweight bag. Shipping is free, and I never have to worry about storing bulky containers or lugging a heavy bag through the LA summer heat. Ugh, Jesus, gross. Love is putting your cat's health first with Pretty Litter. Do what I did and make the switch today by visiting prettylitter.com and use promo code RIVALRY for 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com, promo code RIVALRY for 20% off. prettylitter.com, promo code RIVALRY.
There is nothing more personal than your health. So when it comes to finding the right nutrition supplement to meet your fitness goals, you need a personalized approach.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, now there's Gainful, a personalized nutrition system that's formulated for your body and your goals.
Now, Gainful gives you the peace of mind that your protein, hydration, and pre-workout supplements contain the finest ingredients specially for you.
Mm-hmm. Get started by taking the 5-minute Gainful quiz. Gainful considers your dietary needs, goals, and unique physiology to personalize your formula.
That's right. Gainful delivers your supplements with no shipping charge every month. You can cancel anytime or adapt your plan as needed.
Mm-hmm. All Gainful products are formulated by their on-staff registered dietitians and are backed by pro-level exercise scientists on their science advisory board.
That's right. Then my favorite thing they sent me is the Flavor Boost Variety Pack. It's small packets that you can carry with you, and you can quickly add it into any drink for a protein boost. It comes in 7 different flavors, and each one slaps. My favorite are cookies and cream and rich chocolate. That's what they call me in high school, rich chocolate.
I bet you the cookies and cream is your favorite, bitch.
No, that's what they call your foundation, cookies and cream.
Every Gainful customer gets complimentary one-on-one access to their own registered dietitian, available anytime to answer your questions.
Gainful's rigorous quality control process ensures that your supplements only have clean ingredients you can pronounce, along with zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners.
Start your personalized fitness journey today with Gainful. To get $20 off your personalized supplements, go to Gainful.com/rivalry.
That's Gainful.com/rivalry for $20 off.
Gainful, personalized nutrition made for your tastes.
All right, and we are back.
So, have you done the thing where, like, I read a paragraph and I have to read it like 5 times because my mind has gone away while I'm reading it. And like,
you don't understand
what you like. What did I just read? And then I read it again. I had to sometimes 4 times. I have to read one paragraph.
Yeah, that has happened to me before. And I'm like,
it's ADD.
I can't believe I'm just reading all these words and I wasn't even processing. I was just like,
yeah, right.
I was like, where is my brain? Let me go back.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I just did it again. And I'd be like, but how can I focus more? Like, I'm reading the words. And it happens sometimes with audiobooks too. I have to go back and listen again. Not that often with audiobooks. Mm-hmm. Because I think that I'm also splitting my attention with audiobooks. I'm like doing something else.
Yeah, like your makeup. Yeah.
So it does work that way. But yeah, it is hard for me to pay attention while reading reading a book. It feels almost impossible.
Honestly.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book I've ever read?
No, bitch, the ones you haven't read.
Oh.
The ones you just heard about. What's your favorite book?
You're gonna hate this, but the story was so good. The Time Traveler's Wife. That's such a good book. I love the Time Traveler.
Y'all, the groomer's wife, the child groomer's wife. No, that book is that movie. I haven't read the book.
The book is really good.
The book is probably worse. You generally speaking, whenever you read watch a movie, they really tone it down from the book. Like if you ever read a Stephen King book and then watched a movie, you're like, oh, they really saved us from some really gruesome shit.
The book gives more context to things, so it doesn't feel as weird as you make it.
Bob's
be book burning. Just
Kindles and of course. Oh, everyone's still going on about me burning books. I think a lot of people are like, wait, what were you talking about?
About the best book you read. And I said The Time Traveler's Wife for me.
Oh, yeah. For me, The Color Purple is the best book of all time.
Oh.
It's just so... Okay, let me tell you why The Color Purple... Tell me why The Time Traveler's Wife is good first.
I just love the story. I love how it develops. And I love how... And I love the great detail they give. And it just puts you in that moment. You feel so passionate. I was like, oh, my God, this is me. I was like, it makes you, like... I just get so caught up in the love story. It's so beautiful to me.
But she's a child for a big chunk of it.
No, she's not. That's the thing. She's not a child for a big chunk of it. I feel the director of the movie did that. She wasn't a child. I mean, there are the child moments that we talked about when we saw in the movie, but it is not as
heavy. So it's not like that in the book so much?
No, not so much. No.
It was really odd to me. When he came out butt naked in the woods and was like, didn't I told you to bring me some clothes this time? I'm like,
oh my God.
Not the groomery. What I love about The Color Purple is you are, first of all, you're on a literacy journey. So Celia's writing, they're all letters. Mm. So Celia's writing letters to God at first. And then she's learning from Nettie how to write. So they're just in this busted up, broken English. And then over time, she gets better at it. And then after a while, she's writing to Nettie, and Nettie, her sister. And then Nettie's writing back to her. So the big chunk where Nettie's writing from Africa to her, because she finds all of Nettie's letters. Mm-hmm. And then she goes back. And it's just like, it's the best love story of all time, because she doesn't get the girl. She doesn't get the guy. She gets herself. It's just so beautiful. It's like one of those, like, really, like, how you get to learn to love yourself stories. And
I'm here.
I matched that note.
You did. Your vocal abilities have improved. I feel like in the past 2 years. What's going on? And you haven't gotten this fixed yet.
I haven't shaved my neck. No, I was in the car today singing Whitney Houston, and at the end of Dance Somebody, where she goes, "Hoo!"
Oh my God!
And Ezra was like, "Wow, you hit that!" And I was like, "Yeah, girl."
Wasn't my speakers.
It wasn't how I know. No, it was Dance Somebody. I want to, because then she goes,
yes.
Anyway, let's listen to Heather Mason.
Not Bob reenacting the Library of Alexandria burning down.
Yes, bitch. Fahrenheit 451 all over again. We are doing Fahrenheit.
Oh my God, that's such a good book. Oh my God, Animal Farm. Well, that is a great book. Did you read George Orwell?
I didn't read
1984. Animal Farm. What books did you have to read in school? Do you remember any of them?
Things Fall Apart.
Yes, I read Things Fall. That's the Chinua Achebe. Yeah.
Dinky Hawker Shoot Smack.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was called Dinky Hawker Shoot
Smack. What grade is this?
11th grade, 10th grade.
Work, okay.
I mean, you think kids are reading a book called Dinky Hawker Shoot Smack? It's about crack. It's about drugs. It's about shooting up heroin.
Oh, shoots. Oh.
Smack.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, Dinky Hawker Shoot Smack. The Giver.
We didn't read that.
You read The Giver? The Giver is one of the best books of all time. It is on a 7th grade reading level, but The Giver is genuinely a fucking brilliant book. It is. So The Giver is about this person, like, you live in a dystopian future,
mm-hmm.
but it's supposed to be a utopia. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And it's like, no one here sees color, no one here feels pain, and no one here dies.
Uh-huh.
Why are you making a face?
But I guess it probably makes sense for a book, but talking about don't see color and show more, you're like, ugh.
I don't mean see color, like, I don't see black people, white people. Everyone literally sees them black and white.
Oh, okay. I was like, ugh.
We don't see color. No.
I was so exasperated.
No, everyone literally sees in black and white.
Okay, work.
And then but no one feels any pain. No one dies. You never see anyone die. Like, everyone's perfect. You don't have sex. You're just assigned to a family.
The Giver?
There are people who give birth, and there's one person called The Receiver. The Receiver takes everyone's pain. What are you laughing at, Jacob? The Receiver takes everyone's pain. Like, one person feels pain for everybody. Mm-hmm. But this person also feels pleasure, feels orgasms, feels happiness, sees color, sees the world like that. And then that person, once they start to die, they give it to the next
person. Is it one person for the whole
community? For the whole community, yeah. And then once that person starts to die, they have to become the giver and give the receiver all of these feelings so that no one else has to experience them.
So they're just feeling pain all day long.
And joy. No, they're feeling life. Like, they're getting like a normal life.
Oh, got it.
But you do have to receive pain. Like you don't just feel pain. Like, you just get, it's like, now I'm going to transfer the memory of having your leg broken. So now you have the feeling, you're going to experience having your leg broken through me passing it on to you.
Got it.
But you also get to experience smells and joy, and you get to see the color green and blue. Green and red, must be nice.
When people say in black and white, you still see shades of gray. So you can see white and black. Like, you can see who's white and who's black. So you do see.
Yeah, just to be clear, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, everyone knew Sidney Poitier was black because he was black.
Right.
So there's someone debating that on black and white TV, they couldn't tell who the black people were? If you're light-skinned, like people, like, there are people who thought Lena Horne was...
Right.
Oh my God. There are people who thought Lena Horne and Etta James were white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In book, we had to read Huckleberry Finn.
People think my memory is amazing. Oh, work.
Your memory?
Yeah, because I haven't read that book since seventh grade, but I remember it pretty accurately. And they also take people, like, when they die in the gear, they take them to, like, a room. I just spoiled the book. Spoiler. Spoiler for everything, by the way.
How did your high school deal with the language in Huckleberry Finn? Oh,
bitch, that was...
Repeat the question.
Jacob was asking how my high school dealt with the language in Huck Finn. I don't even remember, but they say the N-word a couple times in there. And that was middle school. We read Huck Finn in seventh grade.
We read the words.
Yeah, we set it up.
But we were all black. So I don't know what y'all did. Y'all high school?
My high school was mixed pretty, like, evenly. So we just read it and no one. But also, bitch, it was in Marine Park. Bitch, we were calling each other niggas up and down the hallway. White people saying niggas, black people, Puerto Rican. Everyone was using that word. So it wasn't weird.
The white people in my school did not say it. The Latinx people, the very few, sometimes say it.
Every Latinx person in my school used the N-word freely.
We read the swear words in Huck Finn. I mean, the nigger words in Huck Finn. Nigger Jim.
In class.
Jim.
We read Of Mice and Men.
Oh, my God. Of Mice and Men. That's a great book.
It's really good.
And if you're going to watch the movie, watch the old one, the black and white one.
There was a remake?
In, like, 2001, there was, like, a TV one for, like, ABC or something.
Huh. Did anyone we know starring in?
I don't remember. I think it was...
James Franco was in it?
Oh, did he play the skinny brother?
Yeah.
God, not Lenny.
Yeah, I think it was Eureka and Trinity.
So
that would be a great. Oh my God, would be good. Like a drag version of Mice and Girls. Mice and Queens.
Let's work on that. Death of a Salesman.
Of Mice and Squirrel Friends.
Death of a Salesman.
I read the play.
Yeah, it was a play. Is there a book? Is the play?
I don't know if there is a book or not.
I'm pretty sure it was a play that we read. Yeah. We read something else.
Oh, we all didn't read. Can y'all tell me? They want to chat. Heard of Dinky Hawker Shoot Smack, or is that just?
Well, you went to a predominantly black school. That's probably why.
What are you saying?
Shoot smack. That is a black colloquialism for drugs. White people don't say smack.
I think Dinky Hawker was white though.
White people.
Well, it seems like you're making a thing about, like, it being a predominantly black thing, and I'm like, I feel like Dinky Hawker.
People telling black people stories. No way.
I didn't actually read Dinky Hawker. Yeah, she's white.
Is that her?
That's Dinky Hawker.
What did they say? It's a play. Hey, baby, it's a great play. Oliver Twist of Mice and Men.
They're still back.
Oh, yeah.
Just here. They're catching up. Nope, no one. Well, Dinky Hawker Shoot Smack was a book, and it fully existed. I did not make it. You can Google it. You can look up Dinky Hawker Shoot Smack. There it is. It's a real book.
That book doesn't exist.
Y'all are being so shady. Dude, ever since I came out publicly against libraries, y'all have really changed. Let's listen to Donnie Riddle.
Hey, Bob and Monet, it's Donnie from Patreon. So both of you named a book that was turned into a movie for your favorite book. So my question is, what is your favorite movie that was adapted from a book? Love you both. Ooh. Bye.
Favorite movie adapted from a book. You go first. I have to think.
I mean, it's still Color Purple.
Oh, color purple.
I will say that the Hunger Games series was pretty good. I mean, Hunger Games is the only book I've ever series that I've ever read. Mm. And I was just like, I could not stop reading them. And I was so mad when the last one was out. I was like, this is so annoying because this book is like, I'm just obsessed. Did you ever read Hunger Games?
I don't read them. I just watch the movies.
I can't recommend. I mean, you've ever watched the movies. The books are even better. I was on a Stephen King kick for a while. When I moved to New York City, I was really into, like, I got to read all the classics. So I read The Wizard of Oz.
How was it?
It's a really gruesome book. It's actually not, like, it's not as joyful as what Judy Garland was and Burt Lahr were doing. You know what I mean? There's the Tin Man is a vicious murderer. He just, like, cuts anything and anyone up into
a
million little. There's, like, a battle. In the book, he kills over 100 creatures.
Oh my God.
Over, like, there's one where he's like literally just going through.
Lacerating.
Just chopping up
lightsaber.
Yeah, everyone and anything in his way. There's a spider mixed with a bear. Like, it's like a spider,
Body
with a bear head or something like that. Or like,
that's very Avatar Last
Airbender. Or like a bear with eight legs, I think. There was a town made of, where all the people were made
Play-Doh.
Of like glass. They were like china, like made of like plates and ceramics. Like a ceramic town. The Wicked Witch was a lot more gruesome and vicious. They also didn't just throw water on her and leave. They like threw out on her and then had like go back and do something else. It's a lot going on in that book. And it is quite vicious.
There's so many movies that are made from books that I love. There's probably one that I really love and I don't even know it's from a book. There's so many of those. But yeah.
Do you read the classics, Wuthering Heights? To Kill a Mockingbird.
Tequila Mockingbird. Yeah,
I know her. Tequila Mockingbird. She works down at the bar now.
Pride and Prejudice. I've not read Pride and Prejudice. No. Yeah, some white shit.
I have not read. There's a book called Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
I will tell you what book I did read that was one of the greatest books I've ever read in my life, and you know exactly where I'm going.
It's a Soldier.
The coldest winter ever.
How do I know you this well? You're about to say the Sister Soldier, Coldest Winter Ever.
It is one of the Midnight. It is one of the greatest books I've ever read in my life.
So when I was in high school, all the girls were reading Coldest Winter. I feel like all the girls were like passing around the same book. It was like, this book was like falling apart.
And Things Fall Apart.
Things Fall Apart, yeah. And I remember like we were supposed to be reading Things Fall Apart or like something like that, but instead everyone was reading The Coldest Winter Ever. But also like you weren't allowed to like read, like you could not read it. There was no rule against like reading a smutty book because it's just words.
Yeah.
But the girls just going cry. Every girl in my fucking high school was reading this book. And I remember thinking, I got to get my hands on this book.
And did you like it?
I never got around to reading it.
They should adapt it to a movie. Or maybe it has been, but I would love to see it as a movie.
It's smut, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like hot and racy and...
What's it called?
The Coldest Winter Ever by Sister Soldier.
Sister Soldier.
And it was like... It was
Soldier spelled S-O-U-L-J-A-H. Soldier.
It was a real big hit back in...
Curves with Moves. Oh, first of all, just the name Curves with Moves says, oh my God, Monet, that was my book too. Oh my God, I used to love the Goosebumps trilogy, the series. Goosebumps, you read those?
Yeah, I mean, I read them as a kid. Yeah, I mean, once it came out the TV show, like, I didn't read no books. I'm gonna watch TV show.
Oh yeah, and then all like the Beverly Cleary, the Nancy Drew, yeah. The Babysitter's Club, whatever.
I didn't read those.
Either. I didn't read those either. I didn't read any of those.
Those are like white girl books.
Yeah, those are like
young Babysitter women. Club. No, but you know what I did love?
What?
Honestly, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is one of the best books of all time.
I don't know what that even is.
Frankenstein is written by Mary Shelley.
Oh, okay. What do you want me to say? I don't know what you want from me.
I want you to engage me about the fucking book I just mentioned. I'm going to name a book. You tell me if you can mention the first words in that book. Because the first words in books are very famous. There's like a few, like Tale of Two Cities is like one of the most famous openings of any book of all time.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
See?
I literally just guessed. I had no idea.
How about Moby Dick?
When shall we meet again, sisters?
No, that's Macbeth. And it's When Shall We Three Meet Again?
When Shall We Three Meet Again?
You Call Me Ishmael.
Why is he saying that? Who is he talking to?
Probably someone on the boat. Introducing himself.
And that is not a famous opening line of the book. Says who?
The opening of Moby Dick is a...
Do y'all know that?
Yes, the opening of Moby Dick is a very famous opening line to a book. Very famous.
Do you know the opening of Pride and Prejudice?
It's a famous one, but what is it again?
It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of good fortune must be in want of a wife.
I just want to point out that Jacob is reading that. That was not committed from memory, but that is a famous one. But, you know, a lot of people know about the beginning of
one person.
No, the beginning. See, yes, they're all like typing. Yeah,
Bob's like, oh yeah, they're all.
No, people do know. That is a thing. 10 most famous opening lines from books. Pride and Prejudice, Moby Dick, Call Me Ishmael, A Tale of Two Cities, or The Best Times and Worst Times.
Treasure Island.
Squire, nope. Ulysses.
By James Joyce?
Nope. The Great Gatsby, in my younger and more vulnerable years. My
girl, don't nobody know this shit.
I've been turning over to my mind ever since. 1984.
Oh, 1984.
It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. The Catcher in the Rye, which I read. Oh, The Catcher in the Rye,
that's a good book.
If you really want to hear about it, the first thing.
Let me do it. Not, you might know the ninth one. What's the ninth?
I don't know, whatever it is.
The Old Man in the Sea?
No, what is it? How's it start?
He was an old man.
In the sea? No, it's not.
He was an old man who fished alone. Catch 22? Did you read that?
No.
Oh, it was Love at First Sight.
Oh, that's a famous one. Can you also look at the beginning of Cold Spring Ever?
Oh, yeah, the Cold.
He slapped his big dick on my pussy and slammed my shit so hard, and I became a busted baby on that day. Well, Monet, I love you so much.
I love you so much, Bob. This is so fun.
Yeah, I mean, so we're going to try to do some more live shows for you all.
For Patreon only, because y'all niggas deserve it. And we'll also do some for the public, too. But Patreon, we love y'all.
The first line, you have the first line of...
We should do a Patreon exclusive where you read selections.
We can do that. So we're gonna, this is, all right. So thank you all so much for joining us, and we'll see you all soon.
Yeah. Attention. Attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you. Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Baby, get that jaw together, honey.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.